An inspection of a child protection and welfare service by the Health Information and Quality Authority found that children who alleged abuse, inappropriate contact and sexual assault were left on waiting lists for months. Our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally is here to take us through the findings. Another report, Alva. The inspections took place in April. What were they based on and what did they find?
Yeah, so as part of its remit, HICWA inspects child protection and welfare services run by TUSLA. As part of that, inspectors went into one of the largest service areas, that's Dublin South, West Wicklow and West Kildare, and it found chronic staff shortages, which resulted in children being left on waiting lists. Now, HICWA found, for example, the case of a four-year-old who had alleged inappropriate contact by another older child. That four-year-old remained on a waiting list for 5 months. And the problem, as HICWA saw it say in that case, was the ability of the child to recount what had happened so many months on. And of course, there would be concern over the re-traumatising of children who've experienced or who have alleged abuse. So there's an example of where intervention failed greatly. In another case, a teenager who alleged sexual assault 14 months prior to the inspection was still on a waiting list. Another teenager who also alleged sexual assault 8 months before the HICWA examined the file remained on the waiting list with no direction to support services. So it's fair to say that HICWA is very concerned, and it was very concerned to discover all of this, as its head of programme for its children's services, Eva Boyle, explains.
We're very concerned about the fact that children are waiting for so long for a service. These are children who need the intervention of social workers or social care staff, or even services in the community. So we've had examples of children where they've alleged sexual assault, examples of children under eight being left home alone, and them not receiving a service and still waiting months later. That's a very long time, because today will never come in a child's life again, and it's really important that they get the right service at the right time.
That's Eva Boyle, Head of Programme for Children's Services with HICWA. Alva Keneally still with us. This was a very busy region for TUSLA.
Now, it has 17 regions nationwide under its remit. This particular region, Dublin South, West Kildare and West Wicklow, this is one of the largest. It's also quite diverse. There's high deprivation, according to HICWA. And the problem highlighted in this report is that children have been left on waiting lists just for so really long periods of time. And it's clear from the report as well that they're battling on the ground. TUSLA staff are battling to provide services with huge staff shortages, as Eva explains again.
I suppose it's the area with the third highest level of deprivation in the country. So there's a high intensity of need within the area. In terms of the resources, I mean, if they had full resources, they probably would have a very good chance of being able to manage the situation well. But at the time of inspection, they'd over 53 vacant posts across not just child protection and welfare, but foster care. And that's very substantial. For the section of the service we looked at, there was 15.8 vacant posts, which was the equivalent of over 500 hours a week of time that couldn't be assigned to children because of the absence of staff.
That's Eva Boyle at HICWA. What has TUSLA said about this, Alva?
TUSLA has pointed out that the inspection report highlights the impact of increasing demand on services in the area and across the agency. But it also notes that HICWA found that immediate risks to children were responded to appropriately, and where risks were identified within referrals, that they were effectively managed. And HICWA does say that in the report. Now, Kate Duggan, the interim CEO of TUSLA, has said that in response to the issues identified, TUSLA has scaled up services, increased staffing levels, and it has increase the number of placements in the area.
Alva, thank you. That's our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.